Community Conversations continue, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Joining us from the Charles City Community Center this morning, we have Judy Hauser. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just fine.
Well, you're staying busy at the Charles City Community Center. Several different programs coming up. Let's start with the Stay Independent Series with the Floyd County ISU Extension. They're bringing some programs to your neck of the woods at the Charles City Community Center. Talk about that.
Okay. We have lots of things going on at the center all the time, as you know. And We always share that we have meals. We have programs that usually begin about 11. We have many really good programs. And then we have people can eat at 11:55. There's a $5 donation for that. But we are always hoping in everything that we do that we can have people stay and eat with us. What I wanted to share with you a little bit was it's an aging conference. It is sponsored by our extension service with Iowa State. They had asked if we would be a part of that, and it's a community center. We said, of course. So it started last Thursday. It's always on a Thursday morning.
Okay.
It is 10:30 to 11:30, and people do need to register. They can either call the center, 228-3114, or the Floyd County Extension, which is 641-228-1453. And it was, the first one was last week. It was excellent. Amy Jones came, and she was talking about cooking for one or two.
Oh,
but yes. She had lots of recipes. She had wonderful slides and information to share. And then, of course, the people in the group, in the class, had lots to share about little tidbits and so on. It was very good. This week, she'll be doing three meals a day. It's another topic is exercise your independence, thriving in place, brain health. It just goes on for at 10:30 to 11:30 every Thursday until it goes on into July.
Okay.
People do not have to belong to senior citizens or anyone can come.
And there's no charge?
There is no charge for
free.
It.
Okay.
We always have a little coffee and treat, you know how we are. And so we're just asking if people want to come on this Thursday, they should do so by calling. And then if they do want to eat that day, which many will, we hope, then they should call and get a reservation for that day.
Okay.
That day it's, I think, turkey. Turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and the bit. So that's what this aging conference is for. It's called Stay Independent.
Okay.
Many people really want to stay independent.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no age limit. Obviously, 18 and older, you can join in, even younger, too.
I think we had 21 last week.
Which is very good, actually. That was the first event?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So that's Thursdays at the Charles City Community Center starting at 10:30 a.m. Now, Judy, there's another program coming up. Talking about the Charles City Tornado, I believe it's called Tornado Memories. You'll correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
the Tornado Memories program.
Yep, that's what we're calling it. We did this 2 years ago, and people said it was so excellent. Everyone, or lots of people, remember where they were and what they were doing 58 years ago. And so on this Friday, the actual day of the tornado 58 years ago, we are inviting everyone who is interested and wants to be a part of that to come to our center. We're cooperating with the Floyd County Museum. McKenna will be bringing a slideshow that will be on all the time. It's starting about 10, and we know people kind of wander in, and that's just fine. But people that want to actually share on the mic that day their story for 4 minutes or so should call the center. And then they will receive a meal free that day. Anyone else is supposed to just call if they want to eat. Last time that we did it, people brought a lot of scrapbooks or papers.
Sure.
It was wonderful. And many stayed later and just talked with their friends, and it revived a lot of memories. In many cases, it was sad. In many other cases, it was funny what people did and what, you know, how it all came about. So people that want to share a story should be sure to call in the next couple days.
Okay.
So that they can have that free meal. But then others that want to stay just for a meal, that again would be $5 for them.
Okay. Now, that is coming up on a Friday once again, and I obviously wasn't born during the Charles City tornado, but no. I'm always in awe of all the stories that can be heard. Pictures. There's a Charles City, and I'm going to get this wrong, there's a Facebook page that talks about the Charles City tornado, and they have photos, they have videos, stories, and I'm just in awe of all that stuff. Of course, I consider myself a weather nerd anyway, but that's a great point. Is what do you think the younger residents can learn from hearing these stories firsthand?
Oh my goodness, they have no idea what happened, and it's just really encouraging to me to know how Charles City has changed. That
yes.
All sorts of people got together, helped one another, and helped to rebuild our town. And it's just something that we won't forget. Everyone said, I know exactly where I was that day. I know what we did. I know what we did afterwards. It was pretty difficult for many, many people.
Yeah.
So it'll be a day to share memories, and we hope that lots of people can come. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome.
Okay. So, and that's coming up on Friday. What time does that start, Judy?
It starts at 10.
10 a.m.
And we'll just have some coffee and cookies first as people kind of wander in.
Okay.
So people can come anytime.
Okay. So if they want to speak, they'll obviously get a lunch that day too, so they should call and reserve.
Yeah,
and then
that will be a gift for them if they are willing to do that. I think we had 2 years ago when we did it, I think there were like 10 people that stood up and shared a story.
Okay.
And there were many that said, oh, I should have probably done that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, don't think you probably should have. Think I'm going to do that. If you have a story to share, we'd want to hear it. So as you mentioned, meals are always a big part of what the center offers. Talk about how the meal program works and obviously who's welcome to attend, cost.
Oh, we have meals Monday through Friday. People still don't understand that. They always think, oh, Monday through Friday. Oh, they are very nutritious meals. People have to be, they have to call in. That's only fair to the cook who's taken out the turkey.
Yeah, you bet.
We work with Elderbridge, and they do send the menus every week. We have, and I do the programming just as a volunteer. So we always have the menus on one side for every day, and then the programs on the other, and I'll leave one with you.
Okay.
We have so many good things coming up. The operations manager from Carrie Chapman CAD is coming next week. Sarah Stewart, Speech Path, is coming from the hospital. Tim Howland is a musician from Protovin, who's really fun. Denny Tynan plays the cello, and he's coming. Mark Wicks is on the 27th, and he just updates us on everything and the truth. the truth of what is happening in the next few months. He's excellent. So we're just hoping that people can, if they want to stop and get a menu, the menus are in, the menus and programs are in the press.
Okay.
Every month, so.
And you could also just stop by the center, Monday through Friday during your lunch and program and just request one.
Well, yes, that's true. There's just lots of, there always are cards in the, and the senior citizens still own the building and we pay all the bills. And we have memberships for $10, but we don't incur, you know, we don't stress that. The only time that we would hope that people would join is when they're playing pool or when they're playing cards a lot, a lot.
You bet.
And that really helps us keep going, of course. So we want to keep it going.
That's right.
We're all getting older.
So now that being said, are you looking for more volunteers at the community center?
We have wonderful volunteers. We have people that we have very strict rules about food and cleaning up afterwards. And people just come in, eat, and they can be out in 20 minutes or so. So we're always willing to have people come and eat. Many times people stay and talk. And, you know, that is really important for us as we get older. We should not be staying on the couch if we can get out.
That's right. And that's exactly what the community center is for. So for more information, you can stop by the community center anytime, Monday through Friday, starting at about 10 or so.
The cook is there at 9.
At 9, okay.
It's open after 9 every day and open until about 3:30 or 4. We have a janitor that comes every day to clean, and she's usually out of there by, 4:30 or...
Okay, so plenty of time to congregate, talk amongst each other, play some games.
One thing I might say is that, and someone just asked me this yesterday, we do have rentals, and it's usually the rentals are on the weekend, and if people are senior citizens member, they get a 5-hour slot, for $10, for $90. We can't have booze. Can't do that, but other than that, they're free to use the place. Otherwise, it's $100. So they just need to call Bev and take care of that with her.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Judy. Anything else to share?
Oh, I think that's fine for today.
I should be careful. You have a lot of stories, too. So, I mean, we could keep going on for an hour.
We do have some stories.
We'll have to get you back in here, maybe on a monthly basis. I think that'd be a good thing to keep everybody updated on what's going on at the community center programs and activities. So thank you very much, Judy, for joining us, and we'll talk to you here soon.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Chris.